WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A current and former member of the Bryan City Council both thought they had found a windfall to spend on capital improvement projects.
According to page 19 of the FY15 budget, on the bottom right-hand corner, 9/30/2015.
There's always a special at your Rattlers.
Surplus at the end of the year.
City Manager Keene Register told Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland that about 70% of what they found is held in reserve due to maintain a higher bond rating.
They would downgrade every bond that we have. If you don't believe me, which apparently you don't, I can bring in our financial advisor and have him discuss if you spend the entire $91 million out of all 22 funds in the city of Bryan, what will happen.
Following a lengthy discussion, the council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit of last year's budget is complete to know how much additional money is available. Last week in the Houston suburb of League City, the city manager denied the request of two city council members to get a discount on the city's purchase of ammunition through the police department. In Bryan and College Station, city officials say council members have not engaged in similar conduct.
In Bryan, City Secretary Mary Lynn Stronda says they never had a situation like League City, where she described it as misuse of official capacity. In College Station, Communications Director Jay Sokol says those working in the city's purchasing office is not aware of any instances that's happened. Also, College Station's internal fraud hotline has had no anonymous reports. And the city's internal auditor says the risk is low considering the practices and controls that are in place. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department reports a two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River outside of Hearn has led to a pair of arrests. The unidentified anglers were charged with possessing electronic shocking devices within a half mile of public water. The pair were among seven stopped by game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, which closed after new abortion regulations were passed, has been sold to a faith-based nonprofit. Tracy Frank of Hope Pregnancy Center of the Brazos Valley says they received calls about acquiring the building after Planned Parenthood left in August of last year.
So we prayed, and the board sought God's leading on it, and we started soliciting funds very quietly. And raised at that point about half of what we thought we might need.
Iron gates and a stone fence around the property will come down as the center opens an STD clinic next January. There's another week to go before Congress returns to Washington. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things to get done before they leave again December 11th.
We've got a bunch of tax extenders that actually expired the end of last year. Things like Section 179 that's very important to our small businesses and to our farmers. And that needs to be renewed through December of this year.
Also on the agenda is another budget extension and addressing the ISIS terrorist group. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30. We need to update these clocks, and hopefully you've updated yours over the weekend as well. We are now an hour behind. More news coming up at 7:30 or on WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Out 6:30, did it again. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My friend, it's a lot more than just an hour behind this morning. I promise you that. It is 6:09. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, along with Patrick Zeinert. We'll visit with Zach here in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Rafael Pena here, urging you to vote yes on Props 1, 2, and 3. When I walked the streets and gathered hundreds of signatures, the response was a resounding yes on all three charter amendments. 2,000 concerned citizens signed it. Now, an Austin real estate PAC is funneling tens of thousands of dollars to influence the people of Bryan to vote no. So let's say no to this Austin PAC and yes to these amendments.
Paid for by the Citizens for Bryan, Karen Hall, Treasurer.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loans subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:11 now, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling with their fall special. Now until the 28th, Lennox is offering up to $1,300 rebates on complete home comfort systems. That is high-efficiency heat pumps and or air conditioners with a gas furnace or air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling. And here are the numbers. Or not. Still apparently that part not working. Let's try that again. Love this. Just love it.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And a lovely morning it is, albeit still a little chilly outside. It is 55, and generally about this point of the program, Scott would start with something silly from China or something silly from or crazy in Florida.
Yeah,
or
on any, Saturday for sure.
Any number, any one of those things. Nonetheless, we'll do that right after we get your sports from Zach. Zach, what are we going to look at later?
Coming up at sports, because I'm filling in for you today, who obviously is filling in for Scott. NFL, Aggie football is in action over the weekend. They did get a win, sort of. Yeah, I guess you can call it a win. Statistically, it was a win. And then we also have some NFL stuff that was going on yesterday, some NFL games. Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans were both in action. And some fireworks at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday. All
yeah,
that more
was.
Coming up in sports.
Man. I'd gone fishing with my daughter and turned it on, and there's a brawl.
Yeah, that was the best fight that I've ever seen in NASCAR. I mean, normally, they'll keep their helmets on, and they just look like bobbleheads pushing each other, but that one was actually good.
I mean, people were ended up bloody after that.
Yeah,
I was like,
no.
Holy cow. All right, so anyway, normally we do crazy in Florida or something silly from China or whatever. This is going to be actually silly from my backseat.
Okay.
My daughter, who goes to a College Station elementary school, we won't name which one, you'll figure it out eventually, sits in the back seat and explains to me, Dad, I think we need to do something about my principal. She doesn't, I think she's wasting money. Now, mind you, my daughter's 8. So as I then look into the rearview mirror, into the back seat, and say, well, why, babe? Well, first off, she pays guys to go out there and blow leaves, and the wind is just going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The yard crew.
Mm, smart.
I was like, okay. That's not bad. Well, honey, but, you know, that's, you know, so I start to explain. I said, it's okay, really. We don't mind spending money for that. And then goes on to tell me that she wasted money because they had redone the fascia of the school. If you remember, we talked about them doing some reconstruction because it wasn't done right the first time. So for safety's sake, they had rebuilt some of the outsides of the school. And they rebuilt that school, and it doesn't look any different at all. They did all of that work, and we had to park in other places.
Are you talking about where they removed the facade?
Yes.
Well,
facade.
But why should it look any different?
Well, no, that's just it. She's 8. They did a whole bunch of work, and they didn't do anything because she didn't see that it was different.
Aha.
I don't know why that just tickled me so much, but very, very matter of fact, well, they're wasting money. And in my head, I'm going, that's my conservative kid.
There you go. There
I
you
did
go.
That.
Pat yourself on the back for that one, Kevin. Good job.
Thank
Good
you.
Job. You're grazing her right.
Thank you very much. All right. Let me see. We got birthdays and stuff. Yes?
Yeah. Birthdays today. Let's take a look here. Today, actually, we have some good ones. Kendall Jenner is turning 19. So congrats to her and her crazy family. Dolph Lundgren is turning 57.
I must break you.
Yes.
Yeah. He was in Rocky IV, of course. Ivan Drago. Bill Sims is turning 59 today. Of course, New York Giants quarterbacking legend. And kind of the annoying guy on CBS games.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Adam Ant is turning 60.
Adam Ant?
Yeah, Adam Ant.
Goody Two Shoes.
So he's turning 60 years old today. Kathy Kinney is turning 60. She played Mimi on the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, the one with the crazy makeup.
Yeah, if you ever watched that show. I remember her.
I haven't seen
her in a lot of stuff since then.
No.
Dennis Miller is turning 61 today.
Okay.
Also conservative. Pretty funny guy. Kate Capshaw is turning 61. Steven Spielberg's wife. She, of course, was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
She was the chick in that one. Roseanne is turning 62 today. So congratulations to her.
So long as she's not singing, we're good.
Oh, man. Or running for president. Larry Holmes is turning 65. Of course, heavyweight boxing champ from 1978 to 85. Lulu is turning 66. To Sir With Love. Yeah, she was married to Morris Gibb for...
Maurice.
For four whole years. So good for her. Shadow Stevens is turning 67.
Yep.
Hollywood Squares announcer.
He's a huge radio DJ. Like, he was going to be the next Casey Kasem, and then he found Peruvian marching powder.
That's what they're calling it these days. Okay. Michael Dukakis is turning 81 today. So congratulations to him.
Is that all we got?
That's all I've got.
All right. Today is National Drowsy Driving Prevention, start of National Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. It is National Sandwich Day. It's also National Housewives Day. Another one that you're kind of going only a day. It is National Cliche Day, which I won't do. Tomorrow's Election Day, of course. So if you have not, be ready to vote tomorrow. It's 8 days to Veterans Day, 17 days to the Great American Smokeout, 24 days to Thanksgiving, 52 days to Christmas, and 809 days left of hope and change.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
There's always a special at your Rattler's convenience stores, and November has some great ones, like buy any Golden Flakes chips, get a small fountain drink free, or any gum or mints for only a dollar with your Rattler's rewards card. Also get 12 packs of imported beer for just $13.99. Check out their everyday low prices on 1 gallon of milk, only $2.99, a loaf of white bread, only 99 cents, and a dozen eggs, only $1.09. And don't forget Rattler's twofers, like two Bon Appetit Bear Claws, two for only $3. Starbucks Frappuccino, only $2.22 when you buy two. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we have dangerous terrorists released from Gitmo are now joining the fight with terrorist groups in Syria, and that includes ISIS. Now, is anybody surprised by this? According to a report from Fox News, as many as 20 to 30 former Gitmo detainees, now some of whom were released within the last 3 years, are suspected by intelligence and defense officials as having joined forces with Islamic State ISIS inside of Syria. As a result of the report, GOP lawmakers, well, they're asking the administration to suspend detainee transfers until at least a review is conducted. Among the first promises of Barack Obama's presidency was to close down Gitmo. His ideological, political drive to empty Gitmo is now putting our nation at risk. Not very bright, is it?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alcohol use by persons under age 21 years is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drug among youth in the United States, more than tobacco and illicit drugs, and is responsible for more than 4,300 annual deaths among underage youth. Although drinking by persons under the age of 21 is illegal, people aged 12 to 20 years drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A big Monday merger. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Two healthcare diagnostic companies are merging. Laboratory Corporation of America, known as LabCorp, is buying Covance. It's a cash and stock deal worth more than $5.5 billion. Carnival is introducing a new network that will use land-based and satellite technology to make high-speed internet connections available to cruise ship passengers. The network will provide a tenfold increase in connection speeds, and it will eventually be available on all 101 ships operated by Carnival. There was a photo finish at the movie theater box offices on Halloween weekend. The new crime thriller Nightcrawler from Open Road Films tied with Universal's Ouija for the number one spot. Both films took in just under $11 million. Fury from Sony Pictures was in second place with ticket sales topping $9 million. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Dow Jones Industrials and S&P 500 are marking time at record highs. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-962-1496. 1-800-962-1496. 1-800-962-1496.
I'm WTA. KW News Director Bill Oliver, inviting you to join the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank, we'll start with our comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center and stay with it until the final results are tallied. Election night coverage Tuesday night, November 4th, starts at 7, sponsored by Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Election night coverage on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I led the effort to move the Health Science Center next to Traditions. Without that, the BioCorridor would have never started, and thousands of potential jobs and millions in increased tax base would never have happened for Bryan. This move also saved the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. The majority on the council wanted to demolish the golf course and make room for the HSC. Elect a council member with a proven record of new ideas, creating jobs, and increasing the tax base. Vote Mike Sutherland.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:25 now, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time to check your forecast.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is dark and 55 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucio along with Zach Taylor and, of course, Patrick Zeinert in with us this morning as well. Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good.
It was a weekend.
Oh, man. Early start on Saturday?
You know.
It was early for a lot of folks.
It was, well, that was, it would be fine if that was it. But that wasn't it, Kevin.
What
Patrick,
was,
that wasn't it.
What was it?
Friday, okay, I'm running late because, of course, I do high school football,
right.
For Rutter. And so I'm running late for that. I go home, and I'm taking care of my dog, and my plumbing starts messing up. My toilet is messing up.
Oh, no.
And
that's never good.
And so I have to run and go do high school football. Can't take care of that right now. I got to run. I mean, it's not leaking everywhere, so that's good. So I have to go take care of that. It's still not fixed. Still got to work on that.
As of now?
As of now, it's still not fixed.
Because you couldn't get a plumber?
Haven't called one yet. I'm more one of those. And I'm not saying that this was my fault. I take full responsibility for this. This is my fault. So
you're trying to fix it yourself is what you're saying.
Right.
Aha!
So my plumbing ain't working, all right? We're having troubles with that. Go and watch that game Saturday, if you want to call it that.
Well, but that's the funny thing with the football game. We won, but I think everybody kind of looks at it and went, eh.
A lot of people look at it and go, bleh,
well,
I think.
I know, but you know, the best case, it was, eh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, go ahead.
So anyways, do that. Yesterday, I think you'd be proud of me because I went to RenFest yesterday for the first time ever. And that was fun.
Really?
No, yeah, that was great. I enjoyed that a lot. But when we got there, a mutual friend of ours is riding in the truck with me. And, of course, my pickup is the lowest of the low of the F-150 series. So you still got to crank down the window. So she's trying to crank down the window for reasons unbeknownst to me. And the belt or whatever that's inside of it breaks.
Oh, no. So the window won't go up and down?
So no window going. It's just down. So then, but luckily, to my credit, I did have my maroon A&M poncho and yellow duct tape to take care of that. So that went well with my black pickup.
Yes, it did.
So I got to, it was a little breezy this morning coming into work.
So did your journey to RenFest make you appreciate the smell in your bathroom a little bit more?
At times, yeah. So I'm sitting there eating my turkey leg.
Man.
I kind of lost my appetite.
Oh, RenFest is so much fun.
It is fun.
It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day indeed, my friend. All right, well, we'll try and no, we're talking politics. We're not going to brighten anything up here in just a minute. We'll check your headlines in just a minute. You're on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors, too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet 1 on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go in and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:30 now, half past the hour. We'll visit with Patrick in just a second. Normally about this time, we would bring you my commentaries, but due to some technical problems, we can't do that. But I do have to tell you about David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. It's really a neat place to go. There's a little something for everybody in there, from Rolex watches to like Art Deco baubles and just some really cool stuff. But they also do appraising. As a matter of fact, my grandfather or great-grandfather left me his FOE ring. I had no idea, other than it was Fraternal Order of Eagles, what it was. So I took it in and let David look at it, did a quick appraisal on it, and then cleaned it up for me. Lickety-split, in and out, no problems. And they do stuff like that all the time. So if you'd like to find out more, they're in the Hurricane Harry Shopping Center, or you can go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's coins plural, .com. All right, let's check your headlines.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Another attempt was made at the last Bryan City Council meeting to fund more capital improvement projects. Former Councilman Mike Sutherland and current Councilman Rafael Pena and former pointed out the recently approved budget that there is a projected end-of-the-year balance of $91 million.
That $91 million need to be put to some very good use for us before the prices get driven out of sight by the oil industry.
It'd be cheaper to fund the project this year than it would be 5 years down the road.
City Manager Keene Register says $65 million of that is the city's minimum reserve, covering 22 different funds.
So it's not just the general fund. So you're talking about using enterprise funds and every fund available in the city of Bryan and spending every dime available to them, which would take us outside our reserve requirements, which are looked at by the rating agencies. I would suggest we don't do that.
The council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit is complete from last year's budget to determine how much additional money is available. Budget savings and unexpected revenue in recent years provided funding in Bryan for, among other things, more firefighters and police officers. Two city council members in the Houston suburb of League City who wanted to buy ammunition for personal use at a discount through a bulk purchase by the police department had their request denied by the city manager. That type of activity has not taken place in College Station and Bryan, according to city officials.
The chance of that happening in College Station is low, according to Communications Director Jay Sokol. That's based on internal controls and other purchasing department practices adopted in 2008 and updated in 2010. The purchasing office is not aware of any personal discounts that have been given, and the city has an internal fraud hotline that allows abusive practices to be reported anonymously. In Bryan, longtime city secretary Mary Lynn Strada says they've never had a situation like what happened in League City. She says that would be called misuse of official capacity. The Galveston County Daily News reported the police chief offered to include elected officials in the bulk purchase of ammunition before it was denied by the city manager. One council member told the paper she was trying to buy gifts. Another said he wasn't trying to avoid paying taxes, and he sought to remain a responsible gun owner through shooting practice. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River resulted in the recent arrests of two men. According to the Parks and Wildlife Department, game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties found a group of seven fishermen who had pulled up their boat out of the river near Hearn. In addition to finding nine catfish, the game wardens found two fish shocking devices, which led to the arrests of the unidentified men. Closed in August of last year, there's a new owner of the former Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan. Hope Pregnancy Center, a faith-based nonprofit, has purchased the building in what Executive Director Tracy Frank called the culmination of the Joshua Project.
As Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, they came to the Jordan and they sent the spies into the land, and there were a lot of giants. And when we looked at this project, there were a lot of giants. But Joshua said, you know, not to fear, and so he wanted to go in and seize the land, and that's what we've done.
Frank says opening a new STD clinic was an opportunity to redeem the, this is her quote, to redeem the building and use it in a way that would be life-affirming. A $100,000 fundraising campaign has started to pay off short-term debt and equip the new building. More information is online at partnerwithhope.org. Current services will continue at Hope's present location in College Station. A week from Wednesday, Congress is back in session for about a month. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says each leadership election will take place first.
The other critical issues that we've got to get dealt with during lame duck, pass another funding mechanism to fund the government until December the 11th. We still need to deal with the Islamic State. What we passed before was really just a band-aid. I think Congress needs to take a comprehensive approach to dealing with what's going to be a worldwide terrorist group.
Flores says a bunch of tax extenders important to small business owners and farmers needs to be approved again, along with other federal budget resolutions. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 5, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and quality of life. Vote Linda Harvell for College Station City Council Place 5. Learn more about me at lindaharvellforcouncil.com. Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making, Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater can contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Bryan back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of three proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Bryan. On Election Day, don't let these extremists destroy Bryan's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our City Council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbryan.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization back.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:39, and your forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie soccer, a couple of accolades, both for coaches and for players. I'll tell you who all got one in that. Of course, Aggie football over the weekend playing ULM. That would be the University of Louisiana Monroe, for those of you that are not in the know.
That would
and
be the
University of Louisiana Monroe. They made that very clear, as well as NFL football yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
It's kind of a normal weekend. The Cowboys lost, the Aggies won.
Yes, yeah.
More Spurs and the Texans didn't fare much better either.
Oh, the Spurs lost too? I didn't see that one.
Well, that was earlier in the weekend against Phoenix.
All right, time to talk weirdness. It is the silly season, at least in terms of politics. And El Presidente, El Jefe, got heckled, which you don't see from him very often.
Hmm.
Number of folks had looked at the situation and said, what? He was heckled by immigration activists Sunday while stumping in Connecticut for Daniel Minnelli. During the remarks in Bridgeport, he was interrupted at least four times. One woman shouted that she was a dreamer and demanded immigration reform. The police stepped in, leading two guys away. One of them had a shirt that said, Obama deports parents. And as those guys were trying to talk over him, he said, the president said, quote, the Republicans are blocking immigration reform. That's one more reason we need a Democratic Senate.
Yeah, well, he should have just said, you know, give me a week, guys. I'll get it. Give me a week. Let the election finish.
I
got my pencil and my phone.
Speaking of which, the numbers crunchers are crunching like crazy. New York Times gives the Republicans a 68% chance of winning the Senate, while Washington Post places the chances at 94%.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
The NBC News Meredith poll has Republicans David Perdue 48-44 to win over the Democrat in Georgia. Wall Street Journal poll shows voters split right down the middle on which they would like to control the House and Senate. 46% of likely voters want the GOP. 45% want Democrats to run the place. As a point of reference, Republicans had a 6-point advantage on that question during 2010's run. So I find that kind of interesting. Joni Ernst has pulled out to a 7-point lead over Bruce Braley, not to be confused with Bruce Bailey.
Yeah, exactly.
As our first lady called him like 13 times.
Thanks, Mrs. Obama.
retiring Illinois Democratic Senator Tom Harkin said, in this Senate race, I've been watching some real ads, and I haven't seen this sort ever. Just all of this has gotten really, really, a lot of them is just tacky.
Wasn't Ernst the one who said she was going to snip the spending in Congress? She had the squealing pig.
Yes, I believe that is.
What? Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Oh, I'll go back and find the ad, see if we can do
it. Yeah, it was that one, and then she did something with guns.
Well, I just got done watching what's the campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, so I pretty much know
how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, I pretty much know how everything. That, by the way, that's not a kid-friendly movie, and that's a strange movie too. So, we're getting a call. Someone trying to call me? No,
no, I don't know if it was you or me. I couldn't tell.
I don't know. It said somebody was on our hotline, but it's gone now. So
it wasn't me.
Wasn't me either.
Rand Paul was getting criticized for his party for emphasizing the controversy over some of the voter ID laws being too strong. He said, quote, it doesn't mean that I think it's unreasonable. I just think it's a dumb idea for Republicans to emphasize this and say this is how we are going to win the election. Paul added that Democrats are taking minority communities for granted and that the Republicans have a huge opportunity with black voters, albeit one they will likely squander if they make voter ID their, quote, big issue.
I don't know if they're are they making it the big issue? I mean, it seems like there's so many.
I think it depends on where.
I mean, I don't know why he would say. I don't know. I'm kind of confused by why he's saying that.
But I think Rand Paul's kind of a pot stirrer to start with.
Yeah.
And I think he just kind of likes that.
Goodness.
Okay, that one's my fault.
No, that's. I must be coming to both of us. No, the first one was.
That's my fault, though, because Mr. Downs has a sign up for Scott that says shut the phone off, and I didn't shut the phone off. So the next call you'll hear will be Mr. Downs.
Exactly.
Shut the phone off.
You know, Kevin, that note wasn't meant for you, though, so it was meant for Scott.
I think it was pretty much anybody in this room.
I'm just trying to make you feel better.
But
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the sidestep on that one. I appreciate that.
I found Miss Ernst and her pork.
Oh, really?
Here we go.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Cute little piglet there. And it continues. But this was, I mean, this was a few months ago when they said, she doesn't have a chance. Come on. She's trying to come from behind. And she came from
behind.
And
she did.
7 months ago.
Joe, because I think when we did that initially as the show in the Infomaniacs, she was like 12 or 15 back. I mean, it was insurmountable.
Yeah.
At least she's a politician that's willing to get her hands dirty.
Oh, man. Apparently, those Iowegians do like their bacon, though.
Wilbur, no.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney predicted the Republican-controlled Senate would break through congressional gridlock and pass legislation on immigration reform. It doesn't matter. The president's not going to sign it.
Yeah, but they need to have him on record, you know, vetoing whatever they pass.
Well, I would agree with that.
Make him the bad guy.
You can't do it.
Right now, he has the firewall of Reed. Reed just doesn't take up anything he doesn't want to put in front of the president.
That's true. Rince Priebus, who has the weirdest name ever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just an unusual. He's the Republican National Committee chairman. He's downplayed comments from Rand Paul, saying that right now they're not doing enough to engage black voters. I didn't see the rest of the quote. Rand Paul said that the GOP's brand sucks. That's just his quote. Priebus insists that they're very close to Rand and want to keep him in the fold. The GOP is polling well with women in key Senate races.
So Rand Paul is saying that if you don't make an issue out of voter ID, that will entice more African-American voters?
I think he's talking about other things. At least that's the impression I've gotten from all this. All right, gang, it is at 6:56. We'll check your sports here in just a minute. First, it's time for Plant Talk Texas with Neil Sperry, brought to us by Producers Co-op.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 8th, it's show swine products. Show pigs are very popular, but management can affect success. 4-H and FFA youth and their parents are encouraged to attend this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
An attractive walk can be one of the most pleasing parts of any home landscape. Whether it's the main point of entry for all of your guests or a simple garden path through the backyard, a walk is a strong visual part of the design. Too often, we merely take what we've been given when we bought our house, never entertaining the idea of adding walks to our plantings. I'm going to talk about getting around in the garden, how you can add new walks right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Most houses came factory equipped with a simple concrete walk running from the street straight up to the front door. Now, if yours isn't especially functional, don't feel like it's permanent. A walk can be removed in a half a day, and then you can replace it with something much more functional, much more beautiful. Of course, we still use concrete, but maybe in a sweeping curve. That can be nice, just simple concrete, but in a more interesting design. Or exposed aggregate that's been used for decades. Brick walks are beautiful. You need to choose one that either matches the brick of your house exactly or one that is at least complementary to it. Be certain that your bricks are hard-fired pavers, actually intended for use on or in the ground. Brick walks will be more stable if you put the pavers on their sides rather than on their flat edges. It'll take more pavers, but the look and solid footing will both justify the expense. Interlocking concrete pavers provide the durability of concrete with the good looks of bricks. They're fabulous. That's what we have at our home. They're formed under great pressure, so they hold up very well. They nestle together, so they form a single solid surface, yet they don't crack and break like bigger slabs of concrete inevitably will do. Best of all, you can lift and then reset them as needs arise. Flagstone walks are gorgeous. In fact, they're the most natural look you can attain. Try to use stones that look somewhat comfortable in your area. Visit a stone yard and look at the options, talk to that vendor, and get ideas. For lesser traveled walks, you might even consider a garden pathway of fine pea gravel, or you could use some kind of other gravel, or finely ground pine bark mulch. A lot of people use decomposed granite as their pathway material. They give you a natural look to your landscape without requiring extensive groundwork. Green metal edging can easily be fit to hold them in place. Line the path with mondo grass, English ivy, or other sprawling plant to conceal the unnatural edges. The plant choice, of course, depends on the amount of sun that you might have. If you're going to be putting any kind of pavers or stones down, you need to prepare a bed of packed sand. It needs to be about 2 inches deep, and you want to have the paver slightly above the surrounding grade. Not enough that you could twist an ankle if you stepped off it, but at least high enough that it won't be underwater when you have heavy rains. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden arbors will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign. Johnny Yepes, Treasurer.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. High school football scores from Friday night. Bryan edged College Station 41-34 in overtime. Consol topped Rudder 57-7. Navasota blanked Houston Wheatley 56-0. And Brazos Christian ran past Legacy Christian 56-21. Also on Saturday, St. Joe's fell to Bay Area Christian 72-16. Texas A&M football returned to Kyle Field on Saturday, looking to break out of a three-game losing streak with a win over the ULM Warhawks. After winning the starting job over suspended Kenny Hill, freshman quarterback Kyle Allen threw for 106 yards with a touchdown and a pick as the Aggs squeaked by with a 21-16 victory. It wasn't pretty, but Coach Sumlin said after the game that a win is a win.
We played a lot of new faces. I think you saw a lot of freshmen, a lot of new guys, and guys who hadn't been on the field play today, substantial amount of time. And they can gain confidence from their play. And anytime you win, you always leave this building or the field feeling better. And these guys feel that way. And we got a lot of work to do. But it's a little bit easier to come back to work tomorrow with a little bit more confidence than we probably had in a month.
Now, as for Allen's performance, Sumlin said it was something to build on going forward.
This is a great learning experience for him to be in that situation in a close football game and having to do some things with clock management. Some of you guys saw me hollering, screaming to snap the ball. He was relaxed, and we're down to 2 or 3 seconds. You know, those are all things that you take for granted with a young guy. So there's a lot going on, and it's a great learning experience for him and for a lot of these guys, and that's what that's about.
By the way, freshman defensive end Miles Garrett collected 3.5 sacks on the day, giving him 11 for the season and breaking Jadeveon Clowney's SEC freshman record of 8 set back in 2011. The Aggies improved to 6-3 on the year. They'll be back to SEC play this Saturday when they visit third-ranked Auburn at 2:30. Broadcast will be right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And sticking with college football, this weekend shook up the AP poll a little bit. Mississippi State remains at number 1, followed by Florida State, but Auburn replaces Ole Miss at number 3 after they edge the Rebels 35-31. Alabama and Oregon round out the top 5. Fans will have to wait until Tuesday night to see what changes occur with the college football poll. Number 23, Texas A&M volleyball split the past weekend on the road, falling to Alabama 3-2, but bouncing back against Mizzou with a 3-1 victory yesterday. The Maroon and White are now 15-7 overall and 7-4 in the SEC. They'll be back home this Thursday night to host LSU at 6 p.m. Aggie senior midfielder Shea Groom has been tabbed SEC Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Year, while Coach G. Guerrero was named SEC Coach of the Year. Groom, along with Bianca Brinson, Annie Kuntz, and Megan Strait, were named All-SEC First Team, while Kelly Montague and Janae Cousineau were named to the All-SEC Second Team. The Maroon and White, which captured the SEC regular season title, will be in Orange Beach, Alabama this Wednesday to take on either Georgia or Arkansas. Both NFL Lone Star teams were in action yesterday. I've still got soccer on the mind. Down in Houston, the Texans were hosting the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sanchez, rolling, looking, fires, and it is caught, I believe. Yes, touchdown! Jeremy Maclin, his second of the game, and that could be the dagger that finishes Houston.
The Eagles were able to overcome a broken collarbone by starting quarterback Nick Foles to top the Texans 31-21. Philly's Jeremy Maclin caught 6 passes for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Eagles improved to 6-2. Houston falls to 4-5. Up in Big D, the Dallas Cowboys were duking it out with the Arizona Cardinals.
5-step drop for Whedon, going to throw to the right side. It's intercepted at the 35. Cromartie falls down, gets up at the 25. Near side 20 and out of bounds. They're going to rule him down by contact at the 28, but who cares? It's an interception for Cromartie, and the Cardinals take over.
With starting quarterback Tony Romo out with a back injury, the Cowboys offense sputtered as the Cardinals rolled to a 28-17 win. Backup Brandon Whedon threw for 183 yards and a touchdown to go along with 2 picks as Dallas drops to 6-3. Arizona now holds the best record in football at 7-1. Tonight's game has the 5-3 Indianapolis Colts visiting the 3-4 New York Giants. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Jimmy Johnson took the checkered flag at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday, but that's not what everyone's talking about. Jeff Gordon and Brad Keselowski got in a post-race melee after Keselowski spun Gordon out on lap 335. After taking last night off, the Houston Rockets are back on the court this evening, visiting the Philadelphia 76ers at 6, and the Dallas Mavericks are at home taking on the Boston Celtics at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 30 seconds in front of 7 o'clock. The forecast today is going to be not bad. We pick up some rain for you tomorrow, but today we're topping out at around 77 by later on this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow we pick up that rain chance, maybe some severe. That's what they're saying for at least tomorrow, and then another chance of rain for us on Wednesday. High on Wednesday, only 63. It is 55 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. And coming up in just a second, a warm fuzzy as a story that Zach had missed in sports. Now, granted, it was from Division 3.
The win over the UL.
It was from Division 3 women's basketball. So we'll have all that and more coming up here for you in just a little bit. Thanks for waking up with News Talk 1620 WTAW.